Hello, good morning. Good morning, sir. My name is Marcos. We're conducting a survey today. Your participation is voluntary but important to the success of this research and the efforts of local community-based organizations working on community issues. All your answers, sir, will be confidential and will be combined with answers from everyone who answers the survey. May I please have your zip code?
48184.
48184. And may I also have the year of your birth? Just the year?
63.
63. Okay. And, sir, this survey... for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote? Did you vote for Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, someone else, or were you not eligible, or did you not vote in 2020?
I voted for Donald Trump.
Okay. And, sir, are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
May I please have your race, white, black, African-American, American Indian, or Alaska Native, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern?
Black.
Okay. Okay, and are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
Registered.
Okay. As you may know, sir, there will be elections for offices like the President and the U.S. Congress this November. How likely are you to vote in the November 2024 elections? Will you definitely go vote? Will you probably go vote? Are the chances 50-50? Will you probably not vote, or will you definitely not vote?
I would definitely vote.
Okay. And how do you plan on voting in the upcoming 2024 general elections? Voting in person early before election day, voting in person on election day, or voting by mail?
Voting by mail.
Okay. And no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel the black community has to make changes on issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel the black community has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means the black community has a lot of power, 5 means it's neutral, 0 means the black community has no power at all. How much power do you rate it from 0 to 10?
7.
Please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for President, Congress, state, and local offices on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not motivated at all, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote. Please rate it from 0 to 10.
Well, what was the question? How motivated am I?
Yes, how motivated
I'm
are you?
Very motivated.
Very motivated.
Number 10.
Number 10. Okay. And, now, we'd like you to rate how you feel about some people, using the same scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very favorable and warm, toward them. 5 means that you feel neither warm nor cold, which means, neutral. And, 0 means you feel very cold and unfavorable toward them. You may use any number from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel. If you do not, or have never heard of the, people or person, please indicate. So I'm going to start with Barack Obama. How favorable are you from 0 to 10?
8.
What about Donald Trump from 0 to 10?
Probably 8.
What about J.D. Vance from 0 to 10?
I'll give him an 8, too.
Okay. And Josh Shapiro?
I don't really know anything about him.
Okay. And have you heard about Mark Kelly?
I've heard of him, but I don't have any opinion of him.
Okay. And what about Joe Biden from 0 to 10?
I'll probably give him a zero.
Okay. And what about Tim Waltz from 0 to 10?
I don't really know about him, but what I've heard, I'm not too impressed, so I'd probably give him a 3.
Okay. And have you heard about Gretchen Whitmer
from
0 to 10?
I'll probably give her a 3, too.
A 3? Okay. And Kamala Harris from 0 to 10, how favorable?
Oh, maybe a 5.
Okay. Okay, and okay, that would be a 5. And on a scale from 0 to 10 in the past month, please rate how worried you've been about each of the following. Use a 10 if you have been very worried, a 5 if you have been somewhat worried, and a 0 if you have not been worried at all. You may use any number from 0 to 10. I'm going to start with the statements. Voter suppression in the 2024 elections that makes it harder for certain people to vote. How worried does that make you from 0 to 10?
Probably a 1.
And what about the statement that reads the availability of resources for kindergarten to 12th grade education? How worried does that make you from 0 to 10?
Hey, could you repeat that? It broke up a minute.
Yes. The availability of resources for kindergarten to 12th grade education. How worried does that make you from 0 to 10?
Probably a 2.
And what about the statement that reads the banning of Black history? How worried does that make you from 0 to 10?
Maybe a 9.
And what about passing federal legislation to protect voting rights from 0 to 10? How worried does that make you?
I'm not worried at all, but maybe a 2.
Okay. And what about the protection of Social Security or Medicare? From 0 to 10, how worried?
I give that about a 9.
About a 9. Okay. And what about the election and voter fraud in the 2024 elections? How worried does that make you from 0 to 10?
I'll give that a 10.
Okay. And what about abortion access for women in this country becoming more restricted? How worried does that make you from 0 to 10?
I'll give that about a 3.
Okay. And what about the inflation and the rising cost of goods and necessities from 0 to 10? How worried does that make you?
A 10.
Okay, and what about fighting discrimination and systematic racism? How worried does that make you from 0 to 10?
I'd give that a 7.
And the affordability of housing from 0 to 10, how worried does that make you?
I'd give that a 10.
Okay, and what about the racial profiling among police? How worried does that make you from 0 to 10?
I give that a 7.
Okay. And what about the lack of dependable transportation systems? How worried does that make you from 0 to 10?
Probably 1.
Okay. And the conflict in Palestine, how worried does that make you from 0 to 10?
That makes them probably about a 9.
Okay. And what about the crime rates in your community?
I give that a 10.
Okay. I know it's a long way off, sir, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Would you vote for Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., another independent third party? You're undecided, or would you vote for other political offices but not for presidents? Or will you not vote?
I'm undecided. I haven't heard nothing from Kamala to give me a decision yet.
Okay. And but if you had to choose, for whom would you vote? Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., another independent third party?
If I had to right now today, I would have to vote for Donald Trump because he's the only one that told me anything.
Okay. And as of today, Vice President Harris is still not the official nominee for the Democratic Party, but it is assumed she will be during the Democratic National Convention. If Vice President Harris fully secures the nomination as the Democratic candidate for President of the United States, would that make you much more motivated to vote, somewhat more motivated to vote? Would it make no difference, somewhat less motivated for you to vote, or would it make you much less motivated to vote?
It wouldn't make no difference.
Okay. And compared to last month, are your feelings about the Democratic Party much more favorable, somewhat more favorable? Does it make no difference, somewhat less favorable, or much less favorable compared to last month?
Somewhat disfavorable.
Okay. And do you trust Kamala Harris as president to act in the best interest of people like you by a lot, some, a little, or not at all?
Probably somewhat.
Okay. And when it comes to pushing for criminal justice reform as president, do you trust Kamala Harris to act in the best interest of people like you by a lot, some, little, or not at all?
Not at all. She put too many brothers away.
Okay. For each of the following traits, I'd like you to let me know if you think it really describes Vice President Harris. Does it somewhat describe her, or it only describes her a bit, or it really does not describe her at all? Is she progressive? Does that describe her? Somewhat describe her a bit, or it does not describe her at all?
It describes her.
Does it somewhat describe her or really describes her?
Somewhat.
And what about, is a political insider? Does it really describe her, somewhat describe her? Does it describe her a bit, or does it really not describe her at all?
It describes her.
Somewhat or really describes her?
Somewhat.
And what about the statement that reads, represents the black community? Does that really describe her, somewhat describe her a bit? Does it really not describe her at all?
It describes her a bit.
Okay. And what about fights for people of color? Does that really describe her, somewhat describes her a bit? Does it really not describe her at all?
It describes her a lot.
Okay, and what about governs with kindness and compassion? Does that really describe her, somewhat describe her a bit? Does it really not describe her at all?
Describes her a bit.
And what about the statement that reads, early trailblazer in LGBTQ policy? Would that really describe her, somewhat describe her a bit?
That really describes her.
Okay. And what about locked up people that should not have been, that should have not been? Does that really describe her? Some would describe to describe her a bit, or does it really not describe her a lot?
It describes her.
Okay. And Now, I would like to tell you more about Vice President Kamala Harris. For each of the following traits, I'd like you to let me know if you think it makes you much more favorable, Vice President Harris, somewhat more favorable, somewhat less favorable, much less favorable, or does it make no difference? I'm going to start with the statement that reads, Kamala is literally a child of protest and activism. Her parents were born, were both activists that met in a black study group at UC Berkeley, known as the Afro-American Association. Does that statement make you much more favorable towards her, somewhat more favorable, somewhat less favorable, much less favorable, or does it make no difference?
It don't make no difference.
And what about the statement that reads, Kamala created Open Justice, an online platform to make abuses of power and deaths at the hands of police officers available to the public to improve police accountability. Does that make you much more favorable toward her, somewhat more favorable, somewhat less favorable? Does it make you much less favorable or no difference?
Somewhat favorable.
Okay, and what about the statement that reads, Kamala has consistently been rated the most progressive member of the Senate for her voting record, ahead of Senators Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren. Does that make you much more favorable toward her, somewhat more favorable, somewhat less favorable, much less favorable, or does it make no difference?
Somewhat less favorable.
Okay, and what about the statement that reads, as CA Attorney General, Kamala refused to defend California's Proposition 8 that banned same-sex marriage and fought to bring it to the Supreme Court to win marriage equality nationwide. Does that make you much more favorable towards her, somewhat more favorable, somewhat less favorable, or much less favorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Okay, and what about the statement that reads, Kamala is an absolute trailblazer, the first African-American woman elected as district attorney for San Francisco, Attorney General of California, the first African-American to represent California in the Senate, and now she is the first African-American woman to be nominated for vice president by a major political party. Does that make you much more favorable toward her, somewhat more favorable, somewhat less favorable, much less favorable, or does it make no difference?
It doesn't make no difference.
Okay. And again, please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for president, Congress, state, and local offices on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not motivated at all to vote this year, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote, from 0 to 10.
I'd say a 9.
Okay. Once again, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel the black community has to make changes on issues that are important to you? From 0 to 10, please rate it, where 10 means that it has a lot of power, 5 means it's neutral, 0 means that it does not have power at all.
I'd have to go with a 7.
Okay. Like I mentioned to you, I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, third-party candidate Robert F. Kennedy, or independent or third-party, or are you still undecided? Or would you vote for other political offices but not presidents?
Undecided.
But if you had to choose, for whom would you vote?
You already answered these questions.
Yes, this would be just to reconfirm.
Okay.
Apologies.
Right. No, it's okay. If I had to, I would vote for Donald Trump.
Okay. And once again, this is just to confirm, do you trust Kamala Harris as president to act in the best interest of people like you by a lot, some, little, or not at all?
Somewhat.
Okay, and when it comes to pushing for criminal justice reform as president, do you trust Kamala Harris to act in the best interest of people like you by a lot, some, little, or not at all?
Somewhat.
Okay. Which of the following would you say are your main sources for news? Select up to three. I'll start with family and friends, Twitter, Instagram, local radio, Snapchat, TikTok, local newspapers, local TV news, MSNBC, national newspapers, Fox News, network news like ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN, Facebook, or other. You may select up to three.
Radio and CNN. That would be the only two places I get it from.
Radio and CNN. Okay. And are you in a group chat for text communication with others? If so, how often has the presidential election come up recently in those group chats? Very often?
No,
somewhat often?
I'm not in any group chat at all.
Okay. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Independent, or Democrat?
Democrat.
Okay. And do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Not a strong Democrat.
Okay. And what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received? 12th grade or below, no high school diploma, high school graduate, diploma or equivalent, some college but no degree, the associate's degree, the bachelor's degree, master's degree, a professional degree like MD, DDS, JD, or a doctorate?
High school graduate.
Okay. And are you married or unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Widowed.
Okay. And are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
No.
Last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Please provide to me your best estimates. It's fine.
About
$38,000. Okay. This concludes our service, sir. Do have noted that your opinions are very important. I want to thank you so much for your time, and I do wish you a great rest of the day and a great weekend. Okay, sir?
Thank you. You have a good day, too.
Thank you so much, sir. Bye-bye.